Welcome to Plus Model Radio. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis, and thank you so much for tuning in with us this evening. Today, we have a great show lined up for you. Susan Barron, founder and CEO of AlwaysForMe.com. Erin Tinsley, one of our April 2008 cover models for Plus Model magazine. And Sharon Quinn, a Plus model and a familiar face from Monique's Fat Chance. And she's also the industry liaison for Plus Model magazine. So let's get started with our first guest, Susan Barron.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, let me introduce you first. So Susan has been in the fashion industry since 1985. She started out in the textile end of the business, but soon went into the manufacturing end. She worked for top companies like J.G. Hook and Outlander, and she has taken her knowledge and experience in the fashion industry and combined it with her computer background and training to create a business that will not only cater to the plus-size customer, but will help the manufacturers and retailers create more sales and better understand the plus-size internet customer. So let's give a warm welcome to Susan Barron. Thank you so much for joining us this week. So, first of all, tell us, how did you get the idea to start your business Always For Me?
Well, my background was the garment industry, and I actually spent many years there in the corporate end of the business, working for companies where I had collections that were Missy, Petite, and Plus Size. And in working in the industry, I realized that there was always a lack for the Plus Size consumer because you would, when we were creating the collections, they would always get the leftover fabric or, you know, the leftover styles that we didn't get to produce in Missy. So just all those years of experience in working with all the different retailers across the country, I realized that there was a severe void in this market. And, you know, when I actually moved out to Long Island, I realized that I couldn't commute back and forth every day for many hours, like 4 to 5 hours a day. And I wanted to create some sort of a business that I could do out in Long Island where I could be with my family as well as still do what I was passionate about, which was be in the industry. So, you know, as you mentioned, I took some computer courses, and, you know, one thing led to another, and the light bulb went off, and I decided that I wanted to create a plus-size business that would be on the Internet whereby I could reach many consumers from, you know, one little area, which happened to be my basement when I first started in the business. So that was sort of how we created Always For Me, and based on my knowledge in the manufacturing end of the business, I knew where to go to get the product and to be able to get the best price and assortment for the consumer.
So you're already a step ahead of somebody who might not have had that background.
Well, it definitely helped me.
Right. So why did you decide to focus on swimsuits?
Well, we actually carry swimsuits as well as lingerie and workout clothing. But I felt that the customer was most interested in the swimsuit collection that we put together from the very beginning of our business. We felt like that was more of a void than the other segments of the market. So my whole concept with developing the swimsuit part of our business, which is actually the driving force behind our business, was to bring in only the best of the best of the individual designers that were already out there and then go and create our own collections to fill the gaps that were not present in the market. And that really has been the most successful part of our business is our own designer collection.
Oh, so do you design personally yourself as well?
Right. I have specific people that I work with in the industry where I will go in and I'll, you know, start basically by picking out the best prints and then putting together collections of bodies that I would like to do. And then always keeping price point in mind, I felt it was very important that our own collection was about, you know, $10 less than the average swimsuit that was out there. So not only would they be getting a more fashion-forward product from us, but it would also be at a really great price. So we've currently developed three different collections.
So what is the price and size range of your clothing?
Well, our Always For Me collections go from 16W to 26W, and the prices range from $59 to $89.
Oh, well, that's really good.
Yeah.
So, what are some tips for plus-size women when picking out the right bathing suit?
Well, I would say, you know, some of the things that I try to incorporate in my product are really specific, what I call sort of like my magic details. And one of the best things I think that a woman can look for is a great neckline. I think if you have a great neckline on your bathing suit, that it, you know, it elongates the face and it flatters the neck area and also draws the eye upward. And some of the other details that we like to incorporate are ruching details. So, like, certain areas in the waist or the hip area are just adding, like, a little tiny mini skirt just to cover certain areas where you might want a little bit more camouflage, yet minimizing the waist, minimizing the hip, and accentuating the positive attributes of your body.
Great. Now, do you have any background in plus-size modeling, or are you just on the business end?
I'm really just on the business end, although, you know, we do hire plus-size models, so because we have to coordinate things for shoots for swimwear and lingerie and workout clothing, we are, you know, close to that business, and we do talk to a lot of different models and modeling agencies.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how can someone submit to be a model for your website?
Okay, well, we actually have a special website. You know, the e-commerce part of our business is the alwaysforme.com website, but we also have two other websites, and the second website, which is called plussizeliving.com, has an entire area there where we have models submit their portfolios, and, you know, they put all their stats and everything up there, and we do actually look there quite often to see if we can find a new face that's posted on our website, and it's a very easy thing for them to do right at plussizeliving.com.
So you don't go to agencies at all when you look for models?
We do that. We do that as well. We kind of do a combination of everything. Sometimes we actually even have customers that contact us that have had modeling background. We're pretty open. When people send us different information, we keep all those photos on file, and then when we're ready to do a photo shoot, we just go through all those different photos that are on our computer. But there are different agencies, and then there's certain models that I've just met through different events that I've gone to that I've kept in contact with, and we'll contact some of those models directly.
And so when you're looking for a model, what do you look for? Is it a certain size that you look for?
Well, I would say more than anything, we look for a great attitude, because we have fun on our photo shoots, and we like to work with other people that also like to have fun. We're not into, like, a lot of diva attitude or anything. We like to work with people whose personality sort of emanates in their facial expression.
Right.
Sometimes we are limited in regards to the size because of the samples that the vendors give us.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends. It's dictated somewhat by the vendor samples, and the vendor samples can range anywhere from a size 16 to an 18W. That's usually the range that we are able to get our hands on.
So most likely those are the sizes you would be seeking for a model for your company.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, now tell me all of the projects you have. I know you mentioned another website. Is there another one besides?
There is, actually.
Okay.
The third website is uniquelyme.com, and that is just a website portal. And that's where pretty much we have different pages that we design that have all different vendors' products and all different types of stores. So if you went to, like, dress page, you would see all the different dress vendors that were available. But we also, that particular site was the first site that we launched, so it actually gets really good rankings. So we use a lot of that traffic to send them back over to our alwaysforme.com site.
Okay, so all of the three sites are connected to each other in a way.
Yeah, they sort of fuel each other with the customers.
Right. So are there opportunities for plus-size models on the other websites or always for me?
You know, what we do is we'll have different photo shoots, and we actually do them rather regularly. And, you know, right now we're actually working on lingerie photo shoots, and then, you know, through the summer, almost every week we'll do swimwear photo shoots, And what we'll do is, after getting back those photographs, we'll not only have our graphic artists work on graphics for our website, but then we'll utilize different graphics and different shots on all the other websites as well. And in addition, we'll create banner ad campaigns, and we'll use those throughout the internet as well.
Oh, that's awesome. So what has some of the major accomplishments been with your websites? Have you been able to get any national press and exposure?
Yes, we have, actually. In fact, just most recently we've had a handful of articles in the local papers, as well as we're going to be featured in Direct Magazine, which is a an industry magazine, and we've been featured a few times in Body Magazine. And then last year we had product on the Today Show a few times, as well as iVillage, and we were in People Style Watch Magazine. And this year we'll have two swimsuits in the June issue of Essence Magazine, as well as a handful of suits in Oprah Magazine, and a handful of other ones. We've been very busy this year.
Yeah, that's amazing. So do you run the websites full-time, or do you have a full-time job besides this?
Oh, no, this is definitely a full-time business. We moved out of the basement a while ago, and we now have an office space in Hauppauge, Long Island, and have 10 employees that are currently working for us.
Oh, okay.
In addition to that, we have a fulfillment center out in New Jersey, which warehouses all of our merchandise, and all the pick, pack, and shipping is done from that warehouse.
Now, do you take submissions from designers that maybe could sell their clothing through your company, or no?
Well, we do somewhat. I mean, if, for example, somebody represented a lingerie collection or a workout clothing collection, or if they had their own swimsuit collection and they were interested in presenting that to us, we do carry other designers, but what we develop the most is our own merchandise.
Okay.
In fact, what we did in the swimwear arena, we are going to be doing in the lingerie area as well as the workout clothing. So we're developing our own label there as well, so we can have that more fashion-forward product at a really great affordable price with the Always For Me designer name.
Now, do you do any custom orders? What if someone wears a larger size than you offer? Could you maybe accommodate them, or no?
Well, actually, we wouldn't be able to. And anything beyond a size 26, we wouldn't be able to, because all the merchandise is cut in, you know, like huge amounts, like 600 units per cut or more. Mm-hmm. So, and once that's cut, it's, you know, it's manufactured in different countries and some domestically, but we wouldn't be able to just cut one item.
So no custom orders. If anybody wants a special color or anything, you don't do things like that.
Unless it's a color that, you know, for example, like if a customer told me today they were looking for a very specific type of cover-up, and I consistently heard say that the consumer wanted a long cover-up with side slits up the legs or something like that, I could actually turn around and source that out and find a factory to make that, you know, but in quantity, and turn that around in like a 4 to 5 week time period. So we absolutely listen to the consumer and what it is that they want, and then we turn around and create that within our collection on the website.
That's awesome. So do you have any advice for entrepreneurs who want to get started in the plus-size market?
Well, I would say first and foremost that they must be extremely passionate and determined in what it is that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that sometimes people try to get into the plus-size industry because they know that it is a really great opportunity, but they don't have the passion behind it. I think the people that are most successful in the plus-size arena are those people who believe it, who are very passionate about helping the plus-size consumer, and it's just in their blood. And the other thing that I would say is to do their homework. To me, before you launch any kind of business, you have to really do your research and really pull all your ducks in a row and be prepared for each tier of your business as you grow.
Now, do you think it benefits you in the plus-size market being plus-size yourself?
Absolutely. I feel like I've been, you know, I feel like I've been dressing people since I was young, you know. I mean, my whole life I have dealt with being, you know, a plus-size woman, and I have, you know, had many plus-size relatives and friends that always would come to me and ask me, where can I find this, where can I find that, or
mm-hmm.
what dress would look the best on me, and I've always been able to guide them, and I just feel like it's innate. I know the types of things that I feel comfortable in. I also know just from speaking to our consumer on a daily basis, what are the things that they like the best and what are they most comfortable in. But it
right.
definitely helps being a plus-size woman knowing exactly what this consumer wants.
Awesome. So give us all of your websites again
okay.
so we'll know where to go for what.
All right, alwaysforme.com. That's where you can go to shop and buy our swimwear, which you can't
mm-hmm.
find anywhere else, and our lingerie and our workout clothing. That's the biggest part of our business, alwaysforme.com.
Okay.
And then if you want to just read articles and see a lot of postings for events or post your picture in regards to our model portfolio section, you can go to plussizeliving.com. And that's more sort of like a community area for the plus-size arena. And
mm-hmm.
then uniquelyme.com is a place where you sort of, it's more like a directory in a way, but designed in a boutique format,
mm-hmm.
where you can go and find all the merchandise consolidated into one specific area. If you're shopping for dresses or shoes or stockings or swimwear, you can find it all under one roof there at uniquelyme.com.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
A pleasure to talk with you, too, and I really appreciate you having me on your show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And we will definitely be checking out your clothing on alwaysforme.com.
Oh, thank you.
So thank you, and we will be in touch with you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. So that was Susan Barron for alwaysforme.com. Up next, we have Erin Tinsley. Erin is a plus-size model represented by Hefner Management in Seattle and is one of the cover girls for this month's Plus Model magazine. So let's get Erin on the line. Erin, are you there?
I am.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Awesome. So,
good.
All right, first of all, this month's Plus Model magazine is hot. You look so good.
Thank you so
much. How was it doing that shoot?
Oh, my gosh. It was incredible. Going down to L.A., I've never actually been to L.A. before, meeting the entire crew. It was a great shoot. We had so much fun. Katie, the other cover model, was so sweet. She helped me out quite a bit. As you know, I'm fairly new to the modeling world, so I feel like I really learned quite a bit on the entire shoot, not to mention met some pretty incredible people in the industry, too.
So
was
it
a great
shoot. Was it your first time modeling swimwear?
It was, yeah. It was pretty intimidating, but I had done lingerie in the past, but so I had a little experience with that. But yeah, first time in swimwear.
So what kind of feedback have you been getting from people about the cover?
Oh, everyone has been so supportive and so great. I've had nothing but positive feedback, nothing but wonderful things. My friends, my family, they're all blown away by the shots. I think, you know, did an amazing job with the photography,
mm-hmm.
and I love it.
You two almost look like twins, too.
You know, we do. We're pretty, we do look a lot alike. It's pretty funny. We've had a lot of people say that.
You aren't cousins with her, are you?
No.
So tell us, let's go back and tell us how you got started in plus size modeling.
Okay, well, it's a funny story. I was on a blind date, a blind double date with a couple friends of mine, and sitting down at the table and couldn't help but notice that a woman kept staring at me across the restaurant. And eventually she approached my table and introduced herself. She was the president of Hefner Management, which is my agency here in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Introduced herself, told me who she was, asked if I had ever done any modeling before, and I was pretty blown away. My date was pretty speechless as well. I ended up getting her card, calling the next day and scheduling just to go see, to meet the staff of Hefner, and the rest is history. Signed with them. Mm-hmm. And
you weren't suspicious when she just walked up out of the blue?
Oh, you know, I was definitely suspicious. yeah, I was going to say cautious. What I did was I researched the company. I talked to my dad, my mom, had them, you know, research the company. And after about a week or so, we were like, all right, it's a legit place. Let's do this.
Well, before she approached you, did you even know what a plus-size model was?
Oh, definitely, definitely. A few years back, I was actually I went into another agency to see if they were interested in having me, and they ended up not quite liking my look, but definitely, I'm definitely, you know, about plus-size models.
Oh, well, then that's a good start for girls that, you know, one thing happens, but then another opportunity will come around and look
definitely.
At you now.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty incredible that years back I got turned away, but now, you know, here I am working.
So you just have to keep going at it.
You do. Persistence, definitely. I kind of put it on the back burner. Unfortunately, I let that one person, you know, kind of get me down, and
right.
I've since learned from that. But, yeah, definitely. I'm really fortunate that I was at the right place at the right time.
So what has been your biggest obstacle getting started in modeling, or have you had any?
You know, I have. Building, not so much an obstacle as I've just found it challenging to really get my name out there and to build a portfolio, working with different photographers, making sure that, you know, I've got a bunch of different looks in my portfolio. I think that's really been my only issue. It takes time.
And money.
And money, definitely. Yeah, building, doing those test shoots are so crucial.
Right.
And really just, I just have to remind myself that I've got to be patient. You know, it does take time to really, you know, get your name out there.
Right. So what has some of your major accomplishments been since you started modeling?
Well, you know, I have worked, I work with Nordstrom.com quite a bit, and they've been pretty incredible.
Well, that's a big client. That's good.
It's a great client. Yeah, I'm fortunate enough to know. Yeah, they're actually about 10 minutes from my house, so it certainly doesn't hurt that they're really close here. Nordstrom has been a great client of mine, and I really hope to continue to work with them in the future. And then the Plus, I'm really proud of the Plus Model Magazine cover and editorial. I think I'm honored that Maddie chose me to be a part of it, and I couldn't be more proud of that.
So how did you get hooked up with Plus Model Magazine and being chosen for a cover model?
Actually, through MySpace. Originally I'd heard of the magazine, and then I found Maddie's MySpace page, the Plus Model Magazine MySpace
mm-hmm.
page.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, for months, I did not, I emailed Maddie, you know, showed her some pictures,
mm-hmm.
Gave her my contact information, and eventually, we ended up talking. So persistence again.
Right, and it's important to have a professional looking MySpace page too if you do business online.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Yeah, I put a lot of my professional pictures up there to show, you know, clean face, you know, some simple looks as well. It's important to have a lot of different looks up there.
So, since you've been on the cover of Plus Model Magazine, have you been getting a lot of girls asking how you got started and for advice? And
oh, you know, just a few. Yeah, just a couple. The best advice I can give really is be passionate about what you do. I'm completely involved in the beauty industry in every way, and I'm passionate about building a modeling career, and that's basically what I tell them, is that, you know, find a good agent and get yourself out there.
So what do you do
hard
besides
work.
Modeling? You say you're in the beauty industry?
I am, yeah. I am an esthetician.
Oh, okay.
It's skincare. I do a lot of waxing. I work at a spa here in Seattle. Pamper women all day. So I do that as well.
So give us some skincare tips. Since that's
My gosh, I have so many. Stay out of the
because
sun
that's important
for your sunblock.
Modeling.
It's so important, definitely. Keeping a clear complexion is incredibly important. Basic skincare tips, you really, you know, stay out of the sun, drink lots of water, a healthy diet, And of course, genetics certainly don't help, or certainly help.
Right. So, do you have anything up next that we can look out for, or you just going on GoSees?
No, just going on GoSees. I'm still trying. I just shot recently with a local photographer, and I will be getting new composition cards and hopefully pass those out to agents. Different clients who really want to go to New York and check out the scene there. So far, just working on my GoSees.
Okay. Well, if people want to get in touch with you to book you for a job, let us know how to go about doing that.
Well, there's a couple different ways. Hefner Management is my agency, www.hefnermanagement.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also contact me personally through MySpace. My last it is Erin Tinsley, and if people have questions or need booking advice or anything, I'd be more than happy to help. So my MySpace page is there too.
We also have you as a top friend on the Plus Model Radio page.
Hey, all right, thank you.
So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
You have a long career ahead of you, I know, because you're so beautiful. And
thank you.
Nice, too, personality.
Thank you. It certainly does. All right, well, thank you so much for having me.
No problem. So we'll be looking out for you on print and everywhere.
Okay, so, okay, thanks, Denise.
Thanks, bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Erin Tinsley, one of the cover models. Katie, I think, was booked for a job today. We wanted to get them both on, but Katie, if you're listening, we'll have to get you on soon. The Plus Model cover this month was absolutely amazing. If you haven't seen it, make sure you go to plusmodelmag.com and check it out. But last but definitely not least is Sharon Quinn, affectionately known as the original runway diva, and she's most recognized for her appearances on all three seasons of Monique's Fat Chance, on which she was runner-up on the first show, then mother to the contestants on the second installment, and casting producer on the third season. And she also serves as industry liaison for Plus Model Magazine. So let's welcome Sharon Quinn.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Sharon. How are you doing?
I'm good, Shanice. How are you?
Congratulations
on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me. It's very necessary.
So first, let us know how you got started in plus-size modeling. Let's start at the beginning.
Wow. Well, the beginning for me goes back a few years. I actually started in, like, the early 1980s with a local group, sort of like everyone's doing now, called Maria's Big Beauties, and they were based out in Brooklyn. And the highlight of my experience with them was we did a big fashion show that was sponsored by TWA Airlines in the Bahamas. And we did a fashion show on the plane.
What?
We would walk up and down. This is how long ago it was, because you were still allowed to do stuff like that. But
was the plane in the air flying, or you mean parked?
During the flight.
Wow.
We did a fashion show on the airplane, and I've never done anything like that since then.
So is that group still in existence, or it went away?
Oh, no, like most fledgling groups, they didn't last very long. In the 80s, it was a different time to be, to be a plus-size model. It was a lot harder than it is now.
Right.
And after that, I entered personal situations made me stop trying to pursue it, and I finally entered a BBW cover model search towards the end of the 80s. And they flew me to Vegas as a finalist. When I came back from that trip, the experience forced me to come home and make some major changes in my life. So I returned to modeling in the 90s by doing club and local shows with Gwen DeVoe, and I signed on with Willie in 1995. So it's been a long journey.
So how many years has it been since you've been modeling?
At least 20 years.
Wow. So that's why you are the original runway.
Yeah, that's why I threw that in there, because I know I've been doing it for a long, long time.
Wow. So what's been some of your major accomplishments in models in modeling over the years?
Well, the first big accomplishment as a plus-size model was, of course, the premiere cover for Belle magazine back in 1995. And the way I got that was that I won a local model competition out in New Jersey. And the editor-in-chief was one of the judges. And she liked me so much that she had me come in a couple weeks later. She's telling me about the magazine and how they were putting it together. And she said, I would love for you to be on the cover. It was as simple as that. I waited my whole life for someone to just walk up to me and say, I really want to put you on the cover. That was my first big accomplishment as a model. But I've been in, you know, I've done ad campaigns for The Avenue, Nordstrom's, Ashley Stewart. I've done commercials for Weight Watchers and Just My Size. I've been on The View more times than I can remember. I've done Rip the Runway, Made, Monique's Fat Chance, Entertainment Tonight. And I made history last year as the first plus-size model to ever appear in the first ever Fashion Week festivities in the country of Guyana.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. I don't even know where to go from there. I don't know where I want to start. Okay, so let's start with Monique's Fat Chance, where a lot of people will be familiar with. So,
okay.
How did you end up from contestant to casting director?
Well, I was a casting producer because I found out that there's a big difference between producing and getting that title of casting director. But I'm working on that. But
okay.
You know how things just sort of work out? Mm-hmm. I always tell people that when it's for you, it's for you. No one can take that away from you. And that's definitely what happened to me because after they announced Joanne Borgella as the first Miss FAT, now everyone knows that the race was very close.
Right.
It literally came down to the wire. But as soon as we were done, they brought me to Monique's dressing room, and she offered me the job of Den Mother, the role they created for the second.
Instantly.
Yeah. She said, you would be perfect for it. And I'm offering it to you if you want it. The job is yours right now.
So I thought maybe you had to network and stay in touch, but they already just handed it to you after the show.
Nope. Mo gave it to me right after the show. She said, if this show does as well as I think it's going to do and we get the green light for a second season, I want you to come back and live with the 10 girls and, you know, help them get through the casting process and the whole competition process. Because that's kind of, you know, I was considerably older than most of the contestants, and I kind of fell into that role naturally. So she thought I would be for it.
So and then for the first season, it wasn't a Den Mother at all.
Well, you know, they switched the whole format the third season, so that everything went out the window. But she called me and she said, "I still want you to be a part of it, so we're going to find something for you to do." So she they made me casting producer. Well, you know, I had sort of been doing that the second season anyway. I had gone on the road to help cast the show, but this time she didn't go on the road with us.
Okay.
So it was I did the casting thing, and then on the way back to the airport. I got a call from her telling me that she wanted me to come to Paris. She said, I have to find a way to take you. And they brought me to Paris to help the ladies get ready for their runway show.
So
and
now
that's how it worked out. It was when it's meant for you, it's for you. I wasn't meant to win. Yes, I could have used the prize money.
Right.
But, you know, it just, that wasn't meant for me. The creator has something else for me, and I'm rolling with it.
So is there a season 4 in the works?
You know, I should know that at this point, but I'll be perfectly honest. I don't really know. I heard some buzzing about it, but nothing official yet. And I get emails all day long about asking me when the new casting cities and dates are. I have not a clue. All I can say is to keep checking back at the Oxygen site, www.oxygen.com/Monique, and when there are dates, that's where they'll be.
Okay. Now let's move on to you being the Plus Model Magazine industry liaison. You've been writing some great articles, very informative, with some great information.
Thank you very much.
Do models email you with questions that give you the ideal for what you're going to put in the article, or just from your years of experience, you know what people need to know?
It's a little of both. I mean, I get a lot of emails from, I get people stopping me on the street, and it's the emails, the questions that they ask me and the way they come into the offices of the agency I work for that make me write the articles. Cause I'm just like, oh, okay, when you don't know, you don't know.
Right.
So I'm writing the magazine, the articles for the magazine, so you can never say to me when you show up looking not proper for a model call that you don't know, because I write it. And I write it and I put it on my site in addition to putting it on the magazine. The things that I've been seeing over the last couple years is what's spurring me on to write, and I'm so glad that Maddie asked me to do this, because there's a definite need for it.
So what are some tips for somebody that, you know, might be listening, not familiar with Plus Size magazine, Plus Model magazine? Give me some tips of how to get started in Plus Size modeling.
You know, that's what my article for next month is going to be about. But
you don't want to give it away?
Oh, no, it's the same thing I say over and over again. The best advice I can give you is to be prepared and be informed about the business that you want to be in. Do your homework. There is no reason for you to show up at my office barefaced, not dressed properly, no pictures, no nothing. When you can get on your computer, you can go to the library, use the computer there, and Google Plus Modeling, and a ton
of
information is there. And it will behoove you before you waste so much money to find out at least the basic qualifications.
So do you find a lot of people approach you and want to get hooked up, want you to hook them up with a job or something?
Yeah, I do. And you've met me before, and you know I can be blunt. I'm never nasty, but I'm gonna give you the truth. I might roll it up in a little love, but I'm gonna tell you what I think if you ask me. And I get people all day long. The stuff that they send me on MySpace, girls, don't ladies, if you're an aspiring plus model, don't send me naked pictures of you.
Wow.
Naked pictures of you. I don't want to see you in your thong. That's not what I'm about. This is it's a business. And the best advice I can give you is to treat it like that. Know what you're getting into before you get started, because you and I both know it costs a lot of money to get started.
A lot of money.
As a plus model, and you know you try to cut corners at the beginning, you will be wasting money.
Okay, so, now make this distinction for me, because, you know, so many people say, well, it doesn't cost anything to be a model. Just take a Polaroid to the agent. So what's the difference that models don't understand?
You're going to spend the money anyway. I would say take snapshots. If you just come into an agency to find out if you have what it takes,
then that doesn't cost money.
If you've already went on the internet, you already know the qualifications. You know how tall you have to be. You know what size range you have to be in. You know your skin should be clear. You should know all of this stuff. But, you know, apparently on television, they're telling these girls that they don't need to spend any money. You are seriously fooling yourself. If you get to you come to my agency, you walk in, I take a Polaroid, boom, I like you. I want to sign you. You're going to need at least, and I'll go high end. You're going to need at least $2,000 to get started, because I'm going to send you to the photographers that I know can get the job done, not the photographers that are your friend that are going to give you the hookup, because they may not be able to get you the shot that I want. I'm going to send you to the people that I know can do you right. I'm going to insist that you have a stylist, because styling is very hard. It's not the same as going shopping for clothes for you. You have to, your pictures have to be fashion forward and, you know, comparable to what you see in the magazines today. And a lot of women don't know how to do that.
So the free photo shoots don't always give you good marketing material.
Yeah, what you pay for.
Right.
The really top-notch people who can get the job done in the business are not doing free testings. Unless you walk through the door and they're like, oh, my gosh, she's going to be a star.
And that's very rare.
You have to inspire photographers to want to do that with you. And the problem with us as black women, and I hate to, I probably shouldn't say this, is that we want to cut corners. I say, take a moment, study your business, stack your chips, save your money until you at least have a couple G to work with.
Well, so that's all women. Everybody's trying to save money.
We're all trying to cut corners. Maybe if you are on a tight budget now, perhaps this isn't the time for you to be in this business. And I'm not saying now, when I talk like this, I'm talking strictly on the level where you want to be in the industry mainstream, not the local level, because
right.
we all know the rules are different on the local
right.
level. And I think that that's part of what is making everyone think that they can just do this, when the
mm-hmm.
fact of the matter is, everyone can't do it. There are a lot
mm-hmm.
of, you know, there are a lot of different things that you need to be and need to know how to do. The biggest thing you have to be is photogenic, and not everybody is that. It's
right.
about the relationship between you and the camera. And if you don't have a relationship with that camera, I don't care how pretty you look to me in your face, the camera doesn't lie.
So now you've made a couple references to the agency you work at. So tell us about your new position there and what agency
I'm
is.
Going into my fourth month as a model booking agent at IPM Models, which is a small boutique agency. It's exclusively plus size in Manhattan. And it has been an eye-opening 4 months. I wish that I could just be blunt and say the sort of submissions that I get via email and the sort of people that come through the doors just not having a clue. And then they
and
leave
do,
me.
Do people get mad at you if you're not interested?
Well, they rarely get mad at me because I always try to let people down gently.
Okay.
If you're too short, you come in at 5'3", I'm going to tell you, baby, you're too short.
Right.
No one, I can give you the address of all the plus size agencies in New York. No one's going to sign you at 5'3".
Mm-hmm.
The thing that, you know, the thing that I see the most is people coming in with natural hair or locks and stuff like that
mm-hmm.
and just being so rigid about not wanting to change any of that. It's like, okay, then you're going to be on a treadmill. I've worked in this industry for years. I know what's going on behind the scenes. You don't. So if I tell you, perhaps you should blow out your hair, I'm not telling you to perm it, but change
mm-hmm.
the style.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to do, you're going to fight me already, and I haven't even signed you? This is the stuff I see all day long. You don't want to be a model because you don't want to do what you need to do in order to get what you say you want. And
so
that's,
you could tell them anything from to change their hair, to clear the skin, to drop a couple of pounds.
Drop a couple of pounds is the thing that comes out of my mouth the most.
Mm-hmm.
I had some really stunning women who were the right height and everything come through my doors just a little bit too big.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell them, I think that you are absolutely stunning. If you can get down to an 18, come back
mm-hmm.
and we can start to work. Can I tell you, I don't see any of them ever again.
I guess it could be hard to drop those pounds.
But this is your dream. I'm telling you, you lose some weight, come back, I will sign you, we'll start working. Why wouldn't you go make a beeline to the gym immediately? This is what you wanted. You wanted me to show you some interest. So I say to you that you're a little bigger than what we need or what we're looking for, so just come down a little. And we might be talking about 20, 30 pounds. You can't do that, you don't really want to. You're not serious about this.
Well, what about commercial modeling, though? Would that person, do you represent commercial models?
When you say commercial, do you mean like real people?
Yeah.
Models, stuff like that? No, we do not as yet.
Okay.
But you're not coming to IPM to be a commercial model.
Mm-hmm.
You come in because you want to be in the fashion mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you come. So, and if I think that you got a great look that will work in the commercial print arena, I'll tell you that. And I'll even give you the names of some of the agencies I know that handle that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's about getting in where you fit in. I get women all day long who come in and tell me what they want or what they're going to do, rather than trying to figure out where you're going to make the most money at. We all want glamorous careers and exotic shoots in different locales, but it doesn't always work like that.
Right.
Sometimes you'll make six figures doing fit. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Me either. So tell me, how can somebody submit to be a model at IPM, or are you still taking current submissions currently or no?
No, we take online submissions. You go to the website, www.ipm, that's I as in igloo, P as in people, M as in model, ipmmodels.com, and you can submit your photos there. I will give you some advice based on the photos I've been receiving over the last couple months.
Mm-hmm.
Please send me some photos that show your face, not obscured by your hair,
mm-hmm.
a full body shot. Please put on some makeup. Don't send me raw photos of you waking up first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And don't send me photos of you taking a photo of you in the mirror. That really
Ooh.
Annoys me. And I get pictures. I get a lot of pictures like that. I want so badly for everyone who says that this is their dream to succeed at it. But I'm going to school you. I'm going to be realistic with you. It's a business. Of course there are requirements and qualifications you have to meet. It's the same thing for standard size models.
Right.
I think that the problem with us, and then I'm going to shut up because I tend to run on, is that we tend to think that we just have to be big girls with pretty faces.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how it works. It's a business, and you must treat it like that. Know your business, or you are going to wind up wasting a lot of time and money, and you're going to get your feelings hurt a lot of times because most people are not going to be as nice as I am.
So now that you're in the agency and booking models, are you still pursuing your own career, or are you retired?
Are you retired while you're doing this radio show?
Well, I don't know, because, you know, that could take, you know, a lot of time working for those girls.
You know, that was part of one of the points when I came,
mm-hmm.
is that I still had to be able to have my own career, because this is going pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of don't want to abandon it right now, but I'm also working on a book. The Runway Diva's Guide to Becoming a Plus Size Model or Just Looking Like One, and I need to know about the other side of the industry, and that's what I'm learning now. So the book is going to be wonderful, and it's going to be the plus size model's Bible when it comes out.
Oh, so is there an expected release, or is it still in the beginning stages?
Well, it's not in the beginning stages. I'm in the mid stages now. It's me. Is taking so long because I tend to edit as I'm writing so that causes the process to stretch out, but I'm giving myself till September to get it done.
Okay. So besides writing the book, what are your other latest projects? Anywhere else we can see you currently?
Let me see. What have I done? Anything? You can catch me at the agency. I'm working on some things. What I've been trying to get into is into the producing aspect of television, because there are no shows for us on, and I'm trying to change the world. My vision is to see an entire plus-size channel, because I think you have a Desperate Housewives, you have all these other shows. There are never any big people on it.
Right.
We get married. We have, you know, we have marital problems like everybody else. We date.
Right.
So everything that you see people doing on TV, but you never see a realistic reflection of ourselves on TV, and I want to change that. I want to change it in music as well, because I sing, but I'm going to start with television.
Yeah, because even for music artists, it's hard for a plus-size singer to get recognized, even with more talent, because you sing too, right?
Yeah, it's about how you look. It's not about the amount of talent that you have, and I think that is ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. And I can tell you why this continues to happen to us, but we don't have enough time for that. Perhaps you'll bring me back.
Wait, well, we got to go a little over because it's so interesting. But
thank you.
I want to ask a question. I'm jumping back and forth, but this is what I wanted to ask you, and I forgot. Since, you know, you're on the agent side, how important is a model resume?
You know, that's an interesting question, because I am one of those people who I say that your book is your resume to me. I'm more interested in what's in your book and your tear sheets. I don't really care who you're doing runway shows for. If you're working for Nordstrom's and these other clients, I'm not really interested if you're doing in-store shows with them. I need to see what your print history is. who are your print clients, because that's how we make the money that we make. I don't think
Do the clients want to see their resume, maybe?
I haven't seen a client yet that asked for a resume, but then, you know, perhaps that's not my clients that need them. I don't think they're necessary. It's not like you're looking for an office job.
Right.
This
is what kills me. Models that have resumes with photographers that they work with and no one
cares about that.
Right. The list of photographers, and then they have go-sees that they went on, but they didn't get the job.
That makes you look like a rank amateur. Show up and you put that in someone's face, and you know what happens? It goes in the big rectangular file along with your picture.
It's great that you got called in to be seen by Torrid, but if you didn't get the job, then you don't put you were called in to be seen by Torrid.
I don't put down jobs that I've applied for and didn't get. That's ridiculous.
Exactly.
It is ridiculous. I think that your portfolio is your calling card. That's your resume, your book. Building your book that's how you build your resume. It's how you get the jobs you get. As you get them, the book gets bigger.
So how important is online marketing and websites?
Online marketing and websites. Websites, if you're already signed with an agency, are very important. That's the new wave of the future, because I'm finding out a lot of clients don't really want a stack of composite cards. They would much rather have a link to a website so they can go and look at the models that we have to select from there.
And can your MySpace serve as a website, or you should have a real professional website?
Oh, you know what I find? When you look at the big girls, you look at the Jordan Tesfaye's and the Kate Dillons and all of them, they don't have MySpace pages. And if they do have them, you don't see what's in their book on their page.
Okay.
Agencies are they're really funky about that. You can put whatever you want on your page, but as easy as it is for me to go to the agency website and look at your picture, I can Google you and find your MySpace page and then go look at the nasty little MySpace page you don't put together with the drunken button. On it. That's going to change my opinion of you, because I want you to represent my company. You have to be really, really careful about what you say and what you write on MySpace and the pictures that you put up there.
And online in general, because you can find everything just by Googling.
People save and cut and paste pictures all the time. I do it too. So the stuff that's in your book, the stuff that you are representing me with, I don't want to see that on your MySpace page. I don't want to go to your MySpace page and you up there in a thong, because if I can do it, the client can do it too.
Right.
And that's why I always talk about thinking like a business person. It's a business. You want the business.
In every way you present it to the public, it has to be professional.
Exactly. If college recruiters can go to your MySpace page and look and see if you're a drunken fool, why would you think that potential clients wouldn't do that either?
Now, what if a model says, well, that doesn't matter if I have the look?
Well, if you had the look, you'd already be signed.
Good answer.
And this is me being blunt. If you had the look, somebody would have signed you by now. If you had the look, you'd already submitted those pictures to an agency, and you probably already have, and they've rejected you.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever look you have is not the look that the industry mainstream is looking for. Now, MySpace, as far as local, doing shows on a local level and getting local monies, do you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you. But if you are serious and you're talking about making industry mainstream big dollars, you want to keep your MySpace page as safe as possible.
Well, this has been really informative, a lot of good information.
I hope I didn't too much.
No, you are fabulous. Now tell us, where can we get in touch with you if we want to book you? Plug yourself right quick.
Okay, my official website is www.sharonquinn.com, which features my personal blogs, which are quite popular these days, a slideshow of my works over the years, some samples of my music, and a link to my MySpace page. There's also an advice column there that I've been working on for a few years called The Runway Diva Says, where I post monthly advice on the plus-size modeling industry. There's also contact information for my manager and my publicist on the site as well.
And do you write for Plus Model Magazine every month?
Every month.
Okay, so we'll be on the lookout for that as well.
know what I wanted to? Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because I almost forgot. I'm always interested in new topics to write on. So if you guys have questions or topics that you want me to write about, please feel free to send me an email through my website and tell me about it, and I'll be sure to try and cover it or find out about it, about as much of it as I can.
All right. Well, sounds good. Thank you so much for being with us this evening. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure also. And I really, you know, I hope that you guys are listening and you're taking notes. I hope that you are pulling my column every month and printing it out from Plus Model Magazine, because this is the information you need to know. It will only help you, I guarantee you.
Thank you, Sharon. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Mama. I look forward to seeing you soon.
Yeah, I'll see you in Chicago.
No. No, I can't make that Chicago gig. I think Mia's going.
Oh, okay. I'm getting everything confused.
All right, but you holler at me when you get back to New York.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye, bye everybody.
Bye. So that was Sharon Quinn. With a lot of good information for all you models out there. I hope you were taking notes, and make sure to go to her website and read her articles in Plus Model Magazine. It's really, really good information and really down home, in your face information. It's not beating around the bush. So, you know, she really gets to the point and tell you the things you need to know. So for more information about our show, visit us online at plusmodelmag.com. And if you're interested in being a guest on the show or to promote your company, go to the website, click on the Plus Model Radio icon, and from there you can submit and fill out the form. So I have been your host, Shanice Lewis. Thank you so much for tuning in and supporting Plus Model Radio. Thank you to all of our guests, Susan Barron, Erin Tinsley, and Sharon Quinn. And until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.